You've heard me talk about CTC Math for some time now, but have you tried it out yet? CTC Math provides online video tutorials that make learning math easy and effective. This online math program uses creative graphics and animation that are sure to grab and keep your child's attention. Start your free trial today by visiting ctcmath.com. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Earlier this week, if you caught parts 1 and 2 of our interview with Rachel Carman, you were no doubt encouraged. And I'm certain that you'll also be encouraged by this time of Q&A with her that we recorded following her interview. Take a listen. I see Malia on here. Hi, Malia. She's a good friend of mine. And she's talking about balance. And she says, I'm good at being home. So you were talking about stay home if you homeschool.
Right.
She's good at being home and not connecting with other people. And so she's saying there needs to be balance there, which is true. And I think I see that a lot depending on the personality of mom. If you're a mom who is a total introvert, it's easy to stay home all the time and you find your joy in that. But then oftentimes those moms miss out on the fellowship of other community and community. Mm-hmm. And Rachel, I know you well enough to know that community is important as well. And so, you know, being part of it, maybe it's part of a co-op, maybe it's just going out once a week and meeting friends at the park or being involved in church activities or whatever that looks like for your family, it is important to have connection with other people and to be as intentional about that. It's just that you have to know where that balance is to where you're not so busy outside of the home.
Right.
And at the same time, you know, busy enough that you're still having fellowship with
and be in tune with what your kids. I think sometimes as homeschool moms, we're like, well, I could be home all day, every day. I mean, that's me. I could never leave my house and I'd be happy as a clam, but we can be in tune with what our kids need to, or moms who are so extroverted, they need to be out all the time and they're just, they're wearing their kids out. So we need to, and that goes back to what you said, serve others. We need to also be in tune to our children so we can serve their needs.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think all of that comes just in the first point, just seeking God. Cause I know that there have been times when it was a lot easier to sign up for a lot of activities than to deal with that sibling rivalry or those character qualities, because I thought, we've been trying to deal with that character quality and I'm frankly just tired of trying to deal with it. And it'd be more fun just to get out of the house, right? Yeah. Let somebody else handle it. And, you know, when you take those kind of things before the Lord or to your husband, you know, often it becomes clear, no, we really do need to stay home right now and figure this out or deal with this.
Yes.
So it's both and really, I think I wonder if maybe the most important character quality for a mom is discernment, you know, because you're just constantly, okay, who's telling the truth, right? You've got two stories. Who's telling the truth? What do we need to do about this? Should we do this? Should we not do that? So it's just constantly going before the Lord and saying, please give me direction, give me confidence, give me peace about this. Show me what it is that you need to do. And then taking the next right step, you know, you can't say, I'm all about getting on your knees and praying with God, but sooner or later you need to get up and move forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's both and.
Yep.
Good.
Here's a question from Kristen. Hi, Kristen. She is saying she has a question about keeping focus. Do you have any suggestions for balancing intake of social media? I find it's particularly difficult in the current climate. I find myself glued to my phone way more than I'd like. So, Kristen, are you asking about balance of intake of social media for yourself or for your children? It sounds like for yourself, since you're saying that you find yourself glued to your phone. Or maybe both you and your kids, because if you're glued to your phone, they're likely glued to their tablets or phones or maybe the TV or something like that. So, Rachel, what's your, are you, can you see the comments, Rachel?
I cannot, but that's okay. I'm
if you
happy
click
for
on
you.
Comments on the top.
Where it says comments.
Where it says comments.
Where
and then scroll down to the bottom.
Boy,
and you can see
I'm
it.
Not so quite as blonde as I try to be. Okay.
So she says for herself.
For me, I am grateful that I was not raising my kids in the proliferation of social media. But I will also say that I know myself well enough to know I cannot be on it a lot. Mm-hmm. I limit my time very strictly. If I'm on, so Facebook specifically, if I'm on 5 minutes a day, I'm exaggerating. I have office hours on Thursday for 2 hours. I am on for those 2 hours, but I'm really not on. And the reason I'm not on is it's not good for me.
Yeah.
It's not good for me emotionally. It's not good for me. It brings out my sinful nature.
Yeah.
In a way that I'm aware of. And so I just strictly limit myself. It's just, it brings out my competitiveness and I just don't do well with it. So I'm not on. I appreciate the benefits of it, but I'm not on. Pinterest, I only allow myself to be on once a week for an hour. Oh. So I pretty severely limit myself just because I know myself well enough to know that it's just not good for me. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't seem to matter how much prayer I put over Facebook. It's just not good for me.
Yeah.
So I limit myself. I usually, if I'm on, I'll set a timer on my microwave, which means I have to get up to turn it off.
Yeah.
So that also helped me actually get off of it. Because the scrolling endlessly is something that any of us can do.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I've read a few books on it too, which probably helps. So like iGen, or Be the Parent Please is a book that I would recommend for people to read. And it talks about social media, especially when it comes to kids, but also as moms. So I think that that's also helped me with that.
Yeah.
That's good.
There's another book that is a good book. It's not a homeschool book in any way, but it's called Hands Free.
Yeah, that one's not either.
Okay. Yeah. This one, I read it years ago, called Hands Free Mama. And and that's a really good book as well. And that one was really convicting. One of the things, two things, Kristen, is one, it is just straight up self-control. You have to have self-control with it. But also take stuff off your phone. Like I do not have Facebook on my phone because when I'm, you know, like when I lay down at night and I am going to bed, I want to just kind of shut off my brain. And so that was when I would find myself flipping through Facebook and then I would go to bed stressed out about stuff because I'm seeing all these posts. And this was even before COVID. And I was like, I cannot do this. Yeah. So I don't have an Instagram account. Actually, technically I think I do, but I don't do Instagram or Twitter or any of those things.
Yeah.
I don't have any social media on my phone at all. And so that is helpful because then I have to be in front of my computer to do it. And I'm not in front of my computer all that much. So, but it's just a self-control issue and, you know, do things like Rachel said, you know, set timers, ask your kids to hold you accountable, ask your husband to hold you accountable, ask a friend to hold you accountable, having accountability, for things like that, I think is really helpful. And, and your kids will tell you.
Can you set timer? I mean, I don't know. This is, you guys can figure this out, but maybe you can set a timer and it will show you how much time you spent on it. And that could bring you to your knees real quick. If you're like, I just spent 7 hours on social media this week.
I know the iPhone can do that. It can give you
like
an update
of how much.
You know, our rule is you don't get on until you spend time with the Lord. I feel very convicted. If I spend more time on social media than I do with the King of Kings who directs my life, we have a problem, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a huge distraction from the Lord. It's not, I mean, so I think you're right, Yvette, self-control. And not that it's wrong or, I mean, it can be used for good.
Sure.
But it is all self-control. And knowing, I like what Rachel said, knowing yourself and is it building you up? Is it tearing you down? Is it bringing things out in you that you don't like? Is it making you think things of other people?
Yeah. You know, the other thing too, when everybody was home, when we had all the kids home, I had a rule. We usually had some sort of classical music playing in the background, just to have something, you know, sort of like a sort of white noise, because there was just I found that it had a calming effect with that many people trying to do different things. So we had that going on, but I had a rule that no one could play lyrical music until after 3. And now that applies to the internet. Nobody can get on until after 3. And so, you know, between being kicked out of the house about 2, because I've had that rule for years too, that everybody goes out at 2. You're not finished. Sorry, you can come back in, but you need to go run around and get some fresh air. But they can't get on until 3. So that's pretty limiting too. And the other thing is we don't have any internet or computers in any closed spaces. They have to be in public spaces.
Yes. Yeah.
So where everybody can see, I mean, it's just automatic accountability, right? And then
and
we
that's
have
just wisdom.
Yes.
That's just wisdom. Nobody takes it to their bedroom. Nobody, you know, it, that just doesn't work. And so I've just had to do that for me and my own mental sanity, because I really do believe for all of its good, I think that there's a lot of bad. So I just have to guard myself.
Yes.
So,
And we all do. Yeah. For sure. Anyway,
good question.
Good question. Thank you, Kristen, for that. And yes, Malia, I see your comment. It's all about setting priorities. What is the priority at the moment? Or for the day, week, et cetera. Stay home to deal with character issues, but don't feel like you can't leave your home. So,
right. Yeah.
Yes. And then Shelley says, yeah, yes, you're preparing kids to be in the world on their own someday with a good foundation. So, yes.
Yeah.
Good stuff. But thank you guys. Thank you for interacting too. So I always love seeing people's comments and questions come in.
Yeah.
And Shelley, I think you were saying you would like to see the session with Rachel. Again, go to homegrowngeneration.com and I believe you can sign up right on the front page. I think it will even actually like pop up a thing to like sign up for the mailing list or newsletter.
It's and not then, hard to find.
Yeah. And then you'll have access to those 9 free sessions, or you can sign up for the entire conference, which is $20. And I'm pretty sure you still get the swag bag, which has all kinds of amazing.
And you can listen to the Todd Wilson about the smiling homeschooler, because it'll talk all about smiling.
Yes. You know what's so funny is, so during that conference, within that week, Todd Wilson talked about smiling. Andrew Pudua talked about smiling.
Oh my gosh.
And then Kurt Cameron and I talked about smiling too. And I was laughing because we were all talking about smiling. And I was like, I said, you know, it's so funny because the theme song to Growing Pains was Show Me That Smile Again. Don't waste another minute on your crying.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's so weird that, it, I don't know, it was like the whole week was about smiling.
Well, and isn't it funny? They were all the men. So that should tell us that these men are saying, hey, moms, hey, wives, hey, women.
Yeah.
Lighten up and smile a little, you know, like they're noticing it.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So we did talk a lot about smiling. Lots of smiling going on. Smile till your cheeks hurt.
That's right.
It's a good thing. So thank you guys for watching tonight and for being with us. We are so grateful for you. And just let us know how we can continue to serve you. If there are certain guests that you would like to have on the podcast, let us know. We always want to serve you best. So and sometimes people often ask me, they think that I know everybody in the homeschool world or have heard every speaker, and they're like, well, haven't you heard of so-and-so? I'm like, nope. Or maybe I've heard of their name, but I've never heard him speak or had him on the podcast. And so if there are people like that, please feel free to send us an email at podcast@schoolhouserocked.com. Let us know questions, because Abby and I are doing a Q&A every several weeks. Now we're going to do an episode, which is just Q&A. And so that's a very exciting thing. We've got one done. We're getting ready to record another one and just answering your questions about homeschooling. So let us know if you have questions. Mm-hmm. We're here to serve you and answer your questions. If we don't know the answers, we will make them up, because that's what we do.
Or you'll smile, or you'll laugh.
Or we'll just smile at you.
Right, we'll just sit here and smile. I hope you've been encouraged today. Please be sure to join us again on Monday for another great episode of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast.